We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Stand by for news.
News on the mark.
Newsroom in New York.
You have tuned in Turn on the News, the weekly newscast from the radio network, with all the radio coverage of the radio. Now with computerized news readers, with fewer meddling humans, and more aggregated reporting and automated music. Tune in Turn on the News each week for the latest news, radio art, and more from our robot reporters, making sure you hear both sides, good and evil, every time you turn on the news.
There's good news.
These are dangerous times.
Wait for it.
Something terrible is going to happen.
Throughout his presidency, Donald Trump was consistently the most disliked president in the history of polling. He lost the popular vote by 3 million the first time and 7 million the second time. He cost the GOP the House in 2018 and the Senate in 2020. His handpicked candidates in 2022 were rejected and humiliated in almost every single race where he played a major role. He got impeached twice, oversaw a disastrous and incompetent response to a once-in-a-generation pandemic. He orchestrated a coup attempt and incited a riotous mob to storm the Capitol that threatened to kill his own vice president and install him as an unelected dictator. He's facing four separate criminal cases, as well as a civil fraud trial that could erase his entire business empire. And on top of all that, he's the weirdest human being on the planet. Now I surrender. So naturally, after all that, he is finally slinking away from the national spotlight in disgrace to face consequences for his behavior. And I'm just kidding. He's leading in the polls again by like a lot.
In the race for the White House, new polls are showing some very unfavorable trends for President Biden. The latest CBS News poll of likely voters finds President Trump slightly ahead of President Biden.
The New York Times poll of six battleground states that President Biden won back in 2020. Now in five out of six of those states, Mr. Biden is trailing Donald Trump. He's behind by five in Arizona, six in Georgia, and a startling 10 points in Nevada. He's even trailing in states like Michigan and Pennsylvania, where the president has seen strong Democratic support.
It's like after the Return of the Jedi, the people in the galaxy were like, you know, this Princess Leia is kind of a dud. Why don't we give the Emperor another shot? But according to the poll, voters under 30 only favor Joe Biden over Trump by a single point. It's that close. Young voters are said to be disenchanted with Biden's positions on climate change and Palestinian rights, and so they're leaning towards a guy who believes in neither of those things at all. A lot of it is about age. Everyone says Biden's old, he's old, which is, yeah, he is old. But I want to remind you, Biden's 80, Trump is 77. They're basically, this isn't a choice between some old codger and a young up-and-comer. This is a choice between Mr. Burns and Mr. Magoo.
This brings us to a new segment we're calling Seth Stares Off Into the Distance and Mutters to Himself for a Second. I mean, Biden's old, but Trump's old, too. Some people say, oh, this will be good for you, but get that out of here. This has been Seth Stares Off Into the Distance and Mutters to Himself for a Second. Now, I know we are a full year away from the election, and it's natural and normal for people to express their frustration with the incumbent at this point in the calendar. The same thing happened with Obama, too, and then he went on to easily defeat Mitt Romney. In fact, Gallup's final poll before the election had Romney ahead, so there's no reason to panic. On the other hand, we have to start panicking now! Man, it's all weird. So, I guess this new poll makes Trump the frontrunner, not just for the GOP nomination, but for the whole deal. Yeah, I mean, okay, cool. What a world.
Don't panic. It's still too early to say Biden will definitely lose. He could absolutely die in his sleep instead. I'm just saying, this is really scary for liberals, and I mean actually scary, not like they took Hamilton off Disney Plus scary. But you know what? I'm gonna be honest. I like a scary poll number. Puts a little fire under your tuchus. This is a wake-up call to Joe Biden. I mean, no, really. Joe, wake up. And what makes these poll numbers particularly shocking is that the man Biden is losing to is currently on trial in every jurisdiction in America.
The current frontrunner to be the next president spent the day in court where he was grilled on the stand by prosecutors about his company's alleged widespread fraud. And this morning, when he arrived in court, he did his usual Trump shtick where he complained about the proceedings and lashed out at everyone involved.
It's a very unfair situation. This is really election interference. That's all it is. This trial is ridiculous. The numbers are much greater than on the financial statement, and we've already proven that. It's very unfair. But in the meantime, the people of the country understand it, they see it, and they don't like it. They don't like it because it's political warfare, as you would call it, or political lawfare. Another name. They got a lot of names for it.
The name game.
Maybe you should spend less time coming up with names for things and more time coming up with a defense. Mr. President, we have to explain to the judge how you came up with this net worth estimate.
I call it warfare or lawfare, or how about this one? Law, not fair. I was up all night for that one.
So far, the entirety of the Trump defense has basically been that they had no idea what was going on at their own company. Last week, Trump's two oldest sons, who are officers at the company, pleaded ignorance when they took the stand.
Two of Trump's sons, Don Jr., Eric as well, who are executive vice presidents at the Trump Organization, they both testified this week. Both made arguments that were nearly identical, that it was the company's accountants who, in fact, were responsible for issues with financial statements, not them.
I'm apparently guilty of fraud for relying on my accountant to do, wait for it, accounting. I mean, think about that. What does that do for literally any other business? You pay experts millions of dollars to be experts. You sign off on what they give you.
That's, wait for it, not how it works. By the way, I'd be fine if we instituted automatic jail time for anyone who does wait for it in 2023.
Never wait for anyone who says, wait for it. Just leave immediately. You go, wait for it. Nope, I'm not waiting for it. And go.
They're accountants. You give them information, and then they just prepare the statements. They're not the ones running your business. You're supposed to be in charge of them. Also, you can't believably say you employ experts when your family has also employed the law firm of weirdo, goofball, and nuts. Oh, no. Was Rudy Giuliani also your accountant? Good news, boss. I just did all the numbers, and it's a unicorn. I'm as surprised as you were, boss. The mythical creature. Now we have proof.
Donald Trump's sons took the stand in the $250 million fraud case against their family business. There they are, the Stinklevoss twins, rolling into the courthouse. Looking pretty cool. I haven't seen a more likable set of brothers on trial since the Menendez boys. I don't know about you. It's quite a day. And say what you want about these guys, the camera loves them.
This is the defendant, Don Jr. He's here to show his father that he's a man who can ride the subway all by himself. He's accused of real estate fraud and hunting house cats without a license. This is also the defendant, Eric. He claims his family is allowed to break the law because his daddy's name is on buildings. He's accused of real estate fraud and eating glue. What you are witnessing is real. The participants are not actors. They are actual idiots with a case pending in a New York metropolitan area court. The People's Court.
Cousin Greg and the other Cousin Greg. Their father was not there to cheer his sons on. Donald Trump not showing up to watch his kids testify in a fraud trial is the Trump family version of not showing up for their school play. Both Don Jr. and Eric claimed they couldn't remember much about any of this stuff. Eric repeatedly said, "I don't focus on the financial side of things," he said. And this is his real answer. He said, "I pour concrete." He said that several times. He said, "I'm not a money guy. I'm a construction guy." He's like, he's a construction guy like the guy in The Village People is a construction guy. He owns a yellow hat. Construction guy. But it was quite an outing in court for the Wrong brothers. You may remember the last time the Trump family got sued for a lot of money was for the grift known as Trump University. But you know what they say? If at first you get sued and have to pay out $25 million for victims of your fake college, try again. So Trump now is planning to start another university called the American Academy.
This institution will gather an entire universe of the highest quality educational content covering the full spectrum of human knowledge and skills, and make that material available to every American citizen online for free. Using study groups, mentors, industry partnerships, and the latest breakthrough in computing, this will be a truly top-tier education option for the people. It will be strictly non-political, and there will be no wokeness or jihadism allowed. None of that's going to be allowed.
What if I want a minor in jihadism? Is there any room for that? You almost have to hand it to him, starting another fraudulent university in the middle of a fraud trial. It's ballsy. Rarely do we get to see a pyramid scheme being built right in front of our eyes.
The other defense they've been using before today is that Trump's children should be left alone, even though two of them were officers of the company who signed off on the statements in question.
Trump is accusing Attorney General James of harassing him and his children.
Mr. Trump is lashing out online, saying, "Leave my children alone."
And now these children are being brought in away from their families for doing nothing wrong.
The kids, the kids, the kids, the kids, the kids. The kids, the kids, the kids. They're sneaking around, walking in on you, walking in on you. It's true! Here they come, unannounced and unexpected, walking in on you, they're coming through!
These poor, innocent, lightly bearded children are being brought in alone. Their nannies have to wait outside, which means they're going hours between snacks. It is shameful.
Oh, won't somebody please think of the children?
The children are 45.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, Don Jr. is 5 years away from being qualified for AARP.
Right.
That's just a fact.
Yeah.
So they go and they testify in court. And he, Donald Trump, sends out these missives about, "Stay away from my children," as though they're toddlers. Yeah. "Stay away from my children." They're grown men who ran your businesses.
Yeah. So. He is kind of using it like, have we no respect for the children?
What about the children?
What about the children?
What about the 45-year-old children?
Oh, won't somebody please think of the children?
Right now, make no mistake about it, maybe through your very lenses, the entire world is watching this, and they're laughing about what's going on.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Really couldn't have said it better myself.
Guys, we deserve better than this. Let's get the murderers off the street. Let's take care of the crime. Let's rebuild our infrastructure. Everywhere you drive in New York, you hit a pothole and your car gets destroyed. And they're going after a guy who employs thousands of people?
Right, leave the rich people alone, for God's sake, said the human pothole.
You guys, it's gotta stop. It's not right. It just has to stop. Guys, we're better than this as the United States of America. We've got a lot of real problems. You all know what they are. You report on them every single day. Focus on the real problems as opposed to the people who invest heavily in this state as our family has done for the last 30 years. I love you all. Thank you very much.
Wow. What? You love them all? Daddy's not going to like that. You love them all. We do not use the L word in this family.
You're such dopes. You are not serious figures. I love you, but you are not serious people.
Licking ice cream cones, eating candy bars, riding on their bikes o'er hill and dale. That work is play, playing all the day, innocent of worry and of care. Wasn't it yesterday that they weren't in the way, pestering their elders on a dare? The kids, they think they own the place, barging in to make themselves at home. In their bathing suits, with their great big towels, creeping forward to usurp your throne.
But today it was Trump's turn to take the stand, and let's just pause for a moment to appreciate how dramatic this is. A former president being grilled in court about systemic, years-long fraud at his company, which is the entire basis of his fortune and his image as a supposedly successful businessman. And this isn't even one of the four criminal cases. This is just a civil case. We've become so inured to Trump's flagrant lawbreaking and insanity that it barely registers as news anymore. If Martin Van Buren had been dragged into court on fraud allegations, that would be the only thing anyone remembers about him.
Today in New York, former President Donald Trump actually took the stand to defend against accusations his company committed fraud. And things went just about as well as you would expect.
And I'm sure it won't shock you to learn that Trump was both combative and uncooperative during his testimony today. In fact, this morning he couldn't even make it through the first half hour of testimony without repeatedly picking fights with the judge and getting yelled at.
Happening now behind those doors, Donald Trump has been testifying in the civil fraud trial against him. He's been on the stand for about 25 minutes or so. He has been admonished by the judge. He has criticized the judge. The judge has told him to stick to answering the questions, and this all within the first minutes of testimony.
That's how it started. They couldn't even make it 25 minutes without having to wrangle him like they're trying to give medicine to a cat. He was supposedly the commander-in-chief. He can't even get through one day in court without getting into, like, nine different fights within the first 25 minutes.
Within minutes of Trump taking the stand, a battle with the judge quickly unfolded. Judge Arthur Engoron accused Trump of making long-winded speeches, not answering questions, and even threatened to excuse the former president. The judge told defense attorneys, quote, "I beseech you to control him if you can. If you can't, I will."
So far, I mean, Caitlin, it's fair to say this has really been a mess.
Here's one example. When asked by prosecutors whether he was involved in the preparation of key financial documents in 2021, Trump's answer, "No, I was dealing with China, Russia, and keeping our country safe." The New York Attorney General's lead lawyer then reminded him he was not president in 2021.
Honestly, I get why he's confused. I also get confused because it feels like he was president for a f***ing thousand years. I cannot even remember who was president before Trump. Like, was it a Rutherford B. Hayes or something? I mean, of course Trump isn't focused. He's got like 17 other court cases he's dealing with. He probably doesn't even know what he was in court for. I bet he was on the stand like, "Is this the insurrection one or the mushroom dick porn star one?"
You can see him there, refrigerator Perry Mason, with the Melania mannequin he hired to represent him. She is a piece of work. He took the stand today for 5 hours, and you could tell he was rattled because the color of his face was about 8 shades darker than the color of his hands. See, apparently he didn't want to leave little orange fingerprints on the Bible when he was sworn in. But Off-Whitey Bulger put on quite a show. He whined about being the victim of a witch hunt. He lashed out at the judge. He lashed out at the attorney general. He went on and on about nothing to the point where the judge had to tell his lawyers to get him under control, which, of course, they can't. The reason this case really gets under Trump's basketball-colored skin is because it challenges his claim, his whole thing, that he's this uber-wealthy real estate tycoon. And even though he's on trial for inflating the value of his assets, he can't help but inflate the value of his assets. He claimed Mar-a-Lago is worth between $1 billion and $1.5 billion today. Forbes says it's worth $350 million.
Things got so heated that at one point the judge had to turn away from Trump and appeal to his lawyers to get him to behave. Now, because there are no cameras inside, we can't actually see what happened, so we have to rely on narration from reporters on even the smallest gestures or facial expressions.
Let's get back out to the courthouse. Paula Reed's got some more detail from inside. What's happening?
This is getting pretty heated. The judge asking Trump's lawyer, quote, can you control your client? This is not a political rally. This coming from our colleagues who are inside the courtroom watching this live. The judge forcing Trump's lawyer, Chris Keyes, to talk to the former president. The former president, we're reading here, apparently waved his arms at any suggestion of taking a 10-minute break. He is sitting back in his chair, we're told, just pursing his lips in that sort of classic Trump smile. Trump's lawyer is assuring the judge that their client, quote, understands the rules. The judge shot back and said, well, he doesn't abide by them. Now, apparently, they're back into questioning.
This is kind of a frustrating way to hear what's going on in court. It's like listening to hockey on NPR. Like, you know the action is crazy, but it's so confusing to listen to. Let's see, we're getting more reporting from the courthouse. Yes, Mr. Trump waved his hands and pursed his lips. Then he moved them in and out like he was playing an invisible accordion. Then he began drawing little boxes with his fingers and pointing to his head saying, I understand the rules. I have them all up here in my big brain. Then the judge shot back, you're not acting like you know the rules. Then Trump said, am too, and the judge said, am not. Then Trump said, am too, then the judge said, am not. Then Trump said, it smells like updog in here. Then the judge said, I'm not falling for that. Then Trump said, I don't know, dog, what's up with you? Then the judge said, you can't just act like I fell for it. Loser says what? Then Trump said, what? Then the judge said, you said what? That means you're a loser. Then Trump got angry and screamed, this is warfare. No, wait, it's lawfare. No, wait, it's law unfair. Then he got up and tried to storm out of the courtroom, but his tie got stuck in the door, and he fell backwards and split his pants and threw up on himself. And the judge called a recess, and Trump said, the judge my pants. And the judge said, no, I didn't. Then Trump said, then how did get in my pants? Then the judge said, maybe it was up dog. Then Trump said, what's up dog? Then the judge said, I don't know, what's up with you? And the entire courtroom laughed. Back to you, Kate.
Are you going to pay the $10,000 that I ordered?
Your Honor, I'd like a moment with my client.
I don't need a moment. It is my right.
I guess the judge's warning did start to sink in with Trump at some point because as he left the courtroom for a morning break, reporters tried to ask him a question, and he just made a lip seal gesture as he walked away.
Trump, I'm coming there.
He could have said no comment like a grown-up, but of course he did a goofy gesture like an eighth-grade girl who knows about your crush. The only time he's made that gesture in his life was when his kids asked him to read a bedtime story. Sorry, boys, I'm under a gag order. The 2024 presidential election is still a year away, and a lot can happen, but no one should doubt that as of this moment, Trump could very well win, which would give him the power to pardon himself, essentially erase his indictments, and officially declare himself above the law. Again, as we've seen before, a lot can change and will change between now and next November. So when it comes to the election, all we can do for now is just stay calm while we
wait for it.
Somebody shoot some guy he don't even know.
Thanks for the songs from Husker Du, Corey Hart, Shirley Ellis, The Clash, and Brian Dewan. And thanks for the clips and excerpts from Donald Trump Jr., Seth Meyers, Gail King, Jimmy Kimmel, Sarah Silverman, Donald Trump, Andrea Mitchell, Helen Lovejoy, Willie Geist, Eric Trump, Logan Roy, John Berman, Chris Jansing, Paula Reed, and Larry Flynt.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.